This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, October 17th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Support for KUAF comes from Circle of Life Hospice, focused on providing compassionate end-of-life care and bereavement support. Services are available in Madison, Carroll, Benton, and Washington counties. Circle of Life Hospice. Ask for us by name. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, it wasn't all that long ago that electives in high school were simply choir, band, or gym. Today, secondary students have the option to take everything from pre-medical courses to construction to accounting. And later on this edition of Ozarks, we'll visit an area high school to see how one teacher is teaching entrepreneurship.
Plus, sturdy and comfortable outdoor furniture made in Prairie Grove, and a hidden treasure at the 80-year-old Devil's Den State Park.
But first, members of the U.S. Congress and President Obama averted potential fiscal disaster late last night and early this morning by acting on a continuing resolution to fund the government, as well as approving an extension to the nation's debt ceiling. Senators John Bozeman and Mark Pryor of Arkansas say they're glad the government shutdown is coming to an end. A bipartisan Senate deal extended borrowing through February and ended an effort by House Republicans to delay the president's landmark health care bill. Senator John Bozeman, a Republican, says he wishes it hadn't happened.
I think certainly there's regret all around. I mean, this was a failure to the American people in the sense that we need to be able to sort these things out. You can't have a situation with government shutdowns and debt ceilings looming that impact them dramatically, in the sense of business services, basic services coming from government.
Democratic Senator Mark Pryor says one positive from the deal is how the U.S. budget will be analyzed in the future.
It requires us to get our budget process back on track. It requires us to appoint conferees and those conferees to report back to each house by a certain date in December. All of that is good. One of the problems we've had here is the budget process is broken down, and this will hopefully help get it back on track.
Both Senators Pryor and Bozeman say they hope in the future Congress will be able to work in a more bipartisan way to benefit the American people. Both of Arkansas senators and all four of the state's congressmen voted for the Senate measure.
Now that the government shutdown has ended, furloughed federal employees are returning to work, including members of the Arkansas National Guard. According to the Arkansas National Guard's Public Affairs Office, the Guard is beginning to recall the 376 furloughed state and federal employees, including traditional Guard members who have drill in November. The majority of the 376 furloughed employees are paid by the state, and then the federal government reimburses the state. According to the Guard, there is no mechanism at this time to reimburse state employees for wages lost during the furlough.
The Arkansas legislature will convene today to begin a special session to try to avoid skyrocketing health insurance increases for the state's 47,000 public school employees. After initially not having enough lawmakers agreeing on a proposal, Governor Mike Beebe said yesterday some lawmakers had been swayed by changes in finding a long-term solution.
There was some intent added to the bill that made it clear that they wanted this task force to really look deep into systemic changes to make this system more viable going forward. And I think that had an effect, which is, fine. That's what we said all along. They needed a long-term solution.
In the short term, the plan calls for using $43 million from state surplus funds to avoid a 50% increase for insurance premiums scheduled to take effect at the beginning of next year. Now, rates would be more along the lines of a 10% increase. Brenda Robinson, president of the Arkansas Education Association, says she's glad to hear the news.
We're relieved to hear that a special session will be called. And we know that it's been a great effort by the governor and a bipartisan group of legislators who are able to, reach a consensus that we will address, the health insurance premium increase for public school employees.
The session will run a minimum of 3 days and possibly run into early next week. Governor Beebe emphasized that the issue facing the teachers is not related to the implementation of the federal Affordable Care Act.
The Sebastian County Library System could see some changes in the future after a needs assessment study is completed for the system's board of directors later this year. Judy Clevenger is the regional library director for the library system.
The library board hired a consultant to come in and study our existing program and make recommendations on our future services and needs in order to serve the community the best. And one of his main points that he's bringing out is that we do definitely lack space, and that's one of the recommendations he'll be making to the board, is that we look at adding space to the library and to the branches.
Another recommendation made by David Price of Averis Corporation, the consulting firm conducting the assessment, is that the libraries should extend their operating hours. Clevenger says that a number of actions could be taken to expand both space and hours at the system's libraries.
Well, there are several things. It could be just a reorganization of what we're doing now and changing some of our priorities. It could be finding another building somewhere, adding to the millage. That would be the last resort, but that is a possibility.
According to the CityWire, the library system, which operates branch libraries in Lavaca, Hartford, and Mansfield, and the main library in Greenwood, is supported by a one-half millage tax and by state turnback funds, making the system's annual budget around $235,000. The Sebastian County Quorum Court has already earmarked $600,000 to support the library system. But how and if that money will be spent will be determined in part by the final report on the needs assessment study due later this year.
Mostly clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas. Yeah, it was cold last night, too. Arkansas River Valley lows tonight should be in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, more clouds, 70% chance of showers, and a high in the mid-60s in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow's a 50% chance of showers, highs right around 70 for the Arkansas River Valley. And Friday night, cloudy, 70% chance of rain, lows around 35 in northwest Arkansas. 30% chance of rain tomorrow night, lows in the mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley.